What a way to end it.
All right, here we go. That's Tim Kearns. Go ahead. Keep going, Coach. Tim, this is Tim Kearns with St. Mary's High School football coach Sean Driscoll. Keep going, Tim.
Yeah, we talked about the season of the quality of the team you had, the quality of the kids, and fighting through some adversity, especially injuries in the latter part of the season. What was the tone in the kids' minds as they took the bus ride to Gillette?
Well, I'll tell you that the kids' minds on the way to the game was totally about focus. And we had a really good week leading up to it where, you know, it gets later in the year, you're practicing a long time, you get the extra day, usually play on Friday, but now we're playing on Saturday. So I think the week of practice and the focus they had all week, especially for my older veterans, were great.
The weather conditions, Coach, when you get to a game far away, I guess, like that, with a long drive, in the pregame warm-up, does that affect the attitude at all, or you just kind of slough it off?
Well, it's one of the things they do there. They warm you up in the practice bubble for the Patriots first, so you're not really out in the elements, which was a little different. But once you get outside the elements, I think we saw how it was going to be between the wind and the rain. I think the rain affected us at times. I think the wind was more of an issue in that first half.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, what was the offensive philosophy that you took going into the game? Varied from the regular season and the playoffs. Did you have something else in mind?
No, we could pretty much stay the course on what we had planned on doing. I thought our tempo offensively was important to get as many snaps in as possible. Playing a team like Stoneham, like the grind didn't control the line of scrimmage. I think their first drive was a 9-minute drive in the first quarter, which was huge for them to get them going and got them an 8-0 lead right out of shoot. And we knew we had to make the most out of our offensive possessions because you might not see the ball the way they control the clock and sometimes the line of scrimmage. But tribute to our defense, that was the only score of the day. So we really played well on the defensive side of the ball.
But they get a 2-point conversion. They go up 8-0. And you score with 19 seconds left in the first quarter. How important is that, Coach, in terms of momentum or uplifting the team?
I was saying to my coaches on the way back and that night, the biggest thing was they scored and they got us two plays in a row, two losses actually. A loss of 2 and a loss of 4. And we picked up a long third down on a nice play, on a nice catch by Jack Mock to get us the first down. And we got able to go quick, get right to the line. We got our momentum going. We scored on that drive. I think if we don't get that first down, I think it would have been a difficult struggle going forward because the quarter would have ended and they would have got the ball. We would have had to punt the ball back. So I thought that was one of the bigger plays of the game.
And you went for the 2-point conversion right away.
Yes, we did right away to try to match them. Like you said, they don't go for one there at all. They didn't. I don't think they want to, even if they had a kicker. So by them going for two, we felt we had to match the two.
Mm-hmm.
Sean, did the weather conditions impact your philosophy that you were trying to implement throughout the game?
Yeah, we wanted to throw the ball a little bit more than we did, but with the wind and the rain and kind of assuming that on Wednesday during the week of practice, we kind of changed up our philosophy a little bit on it. Still had some stuff, you know, in our back pocket that we wanted to do earlier, and we're still able to do some of it, but we wanted to control the line of scrimmage and we wanted to be able to get our athletes the ball in space. So, and we did a pretty good job, I think, once we settled into the game halfway through, well, late in that first quarter.
Well,
you know,
go ahead, Tim.
You played a game, Dave Brown really turned his ankle. I was right down on the goal line watching that play take place, and he was on the ground, and he was really in agony as the coaching staff and the trainers came out to attend to him. And my first thought was, oh, my God, here goes the main cog to the offense. And
right.
What is that going to do, you know, to the team down the road? Luckily, it happened at the tail end of that game. And then you guys had a week or more to rest up. I never expected him to heal as well as he did from that injury.
Yeah, he did. He's a competitor, and there's no way you're going to keep him out or miss a day of practice, you know? So, which was huge for us. He's a leader. He was our go-to guy, and as you can see by the performance he had on on Saturday. Just an end of a great football career, and he's got a huge future ahead of him.
Where's he going to go to school, Sean?
There's been some talk at different places. There's some schools that are really interested in him. You know, the Bentleys, Stonehill, mm-hmm. things like that. We did get some calls from UNH and URI over the spring and stuff, so we'll see. He's going to get ready for basketball right now, and, you know, we got a lot of what's great when you have a good team and you have a good group of seniors, especially. You get a lot of college guys passing through now looking to see kids, which is great.
Well,
you know, there was a lot of talk this week. I saw an article praising Jeff Newell in his tenure as the AD. There are now 20 championships under his overseer, and you guys have won at least one state title for the last 16 years.
Yeah, it's a tribute to Jeff and the school's accomplishment and their buy-in to the, you know, the family philosophy where everyone's working together and everyone's pulling for one another. In 16 years to have at least one state championship during your school year, whether it's in golf, basketball, football, hockey, track, it's a great accomplishment. And we were talking about that on Saturday as well. You don't hear or see that too often.
No, and the thing of it is, you know, St. Mary's isn't the biggest school. The population is again split between boys and girls. And so your pool to draw from isn't as big as a lot of other schools. And yet, and again, there's a lot of crossover between guys playing and girls playing multiple sports. So these kids are conditioned athletes looking to continue to play sports all year long.
Yeah, it's really, you know, being a small school and a private school, we do have a lot of multi-sport athletes that do a great job. At least they play at least two, some three. I mean, we have a couple of kids on our football team that have won three state championships in their high school career, which is a great honor.
You know, the only championship team I was ever on was a citywide softball team in Gloucester. I think we won 3 years, three times. And I'll tell you what. It was fun winning in a league of old men. It was a blast. But Sean, what's it like coming home on the bus and stuff? And when you get back to Lynn and the weekend, what is it like for you, the coaches, the kids coming out of Gillette with a state championship?
Well, you come out as a champion, and you relook at the history and the process it was to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But the excitement of the kids before the game, after the game, back at the school, we had some food together with the parents. We were able to take some photos with the trophy and all that, and seeing how proud the school administration was. There's nothing like it. There's probably not a better feeling. I'm so proud of the way my team, you know, grinded it out the whole year, and we had some bumps and bruises along the way, and kids got over it and worked hard at it. And when you have a sense of accomplishment like that, it's a very good feeling.
Is there a key moment in the season when you really felt like, okay, we can do this thing?
Yeah, I think, I'll go back to one of the downsides of you losing to Bishop Fenwick, and coming back the way we did after that. That was a very tough loss late in the game, early in the year, where mistakes were made, and you know they all kind of rallied around that, and their goal was not to lose a game the rest of the year, and they succeeded with that, which was great. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now Sean, are you going to open up with another Super Bowl winner, St. John's Prep, next year?
I'm not counting on it, but who knows? You never know where they switch things around nowadays. You know, but good for them. They had a great win before us. I was happy for those guys beating a great Springfield team.
Well, you know, too, and then we mentioned Ed Blum over at North Reading. They bring home a state championship. Kipp Academy was in it. It really speaks to the caliber, I think, of coaching and of the student athletes on the whole North Shore.
Absolutely. We were talking about that, too, on Friday. I mean, we happened to share practice time with Kipp this on the day before they were going down to Gillette, and we were talking about it, and we said the same thing you just said: North Reading, Kipp, St. John's Prep, ourselves. Stoneham, for that matter,
on
the north side. I mean, everyone, had a good programs on the North Shore. Sometimes gets a little bit underestimated, you know, I think. But at the same time, I think it's been a great year for teams on the North Shore.
What does that say to you, Sean, John, about the quality of the kids that play, the quality of the programs.
The quality of our program? I lost you for a second there.
What does that say overall about the quality of the area program?
I've always knew we've had great athletes and football players, basketball, hockey. If you look at some of the stuff in the seasons on the North Shore of some type of accomplishments, if you read the local media and you follow some stuff, there's some really good accomplishments on our side on the North Shore. And as you can see, there's multiple athletes and two-way athletes that play basketball, football, baseball. It's just, it's been good times, I think, around North Shore the last couple of years.
There's an old saying in sports, you gotta go with, you gotta dance with who brung you. And I want you to coach to one more time. Brag about some of your kids. I know you can't get them all in there, but brag about some of them.
My seniors, you know, Jack Marks, Nick Sackle, Tommy Flaska had a great game. He had over 16 tackles as a defensive lineman. Had a great game. Joel Maggs, our junior standout linebacker, was outstanding on the both sides of the football. And, you know, our sophomore quarterback really stepped up in the second half of the year from the Fenwick game on, you know, kind of took the reins and did a nice job to get us where we had to go to. And I'm really proud of, you know, Omri Merriman and Maddox Romero. Those guys have really got better each week for us, and each day came and prepared and were a big part of what we accomplished.
You okay, Tim?
How was the next day waking up realizing you guys had done it? You had reached the pinnacle. You had achieved the goal that you guys had set out for.
I just got home the next day, actually. No, it was a good feeling. It was a good feeling having breakfast with my family the next day and just talking about everything as a whole and doing this for such a long time and being part of some great teams. But to see how this team, you know, started when they were younger, ninth graders, you knew you had it, going to have a good group if they all stayed the course, and they did that. And that was a very good feeling to celebrate with your family. And my son's on the coaching staff, so it was double the pleasure for that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you because the quality of the kids is evident, but you can't do this without a head coach and guys carrying the freight. And I'm guessing, Sean, you as most of the other coaches we've talked with, you do rely on your assistants.
Oh yeah, very heavily. And I'm fortunate to have, you know, Tim Phelps is a defensive coordinator. He's the former head coach at Lynn Classical.
Mm-hmm.
My son Dylan Driscoll helping out on the offense with the quarterbacks, and Todd Collier, former St. Mary's grade on the staff. You know, Eric Mack, a great special teams guy, doing all the stuff behind the scenes for us. I've been fortunate over my 5 years at St. Mary's, and even before that, I've always been surrounding myself with good people. So, and that's half the battle right there.
Tremendous, tremendous.
Sean, did your wife the next day at breakfast hand you a list of things that she wants done around the house?
Yes, she did, actually.
Oh, no.
She did, and I haven't chipped away at it yet, but we're going to get there by the end of the week, I think.
Oh, Coach, man, this is so much fun talking to state champion coaches. This is unbelievable right here. And what's next now, Coach? You got to wrap this up. You got banquet season and so on, but then it all begins again.
Yeah, it all starts again. One thing about going a week or two later in the season is it's a shorter off season. Like I told my younger guys, we'll start, you know, after the first of the year on the holidays. We'll get back at it in the weight room and doing some exit interviews for younger guys and even the older guys for that matter. Get them squared away with college recommendations and stuff that they want to do. You know, a lot of those guys also play their last football game. So there's other things that we could help them out with to get them on to the next next level, you know. So that's probably the main focus right now, is let them enjoy this for the first of the year, and then we'll get back at it.
I'm good. I'm just so damn happy for you, John. You've worked your butt off down there. Remember, we interviewed not long after you got the job over in your office in the field house.
Yes. Yep. And I was excited then. I'm so excited to be part of a great school like St. Mary's and have fortunate enough to have the support and great athletic director and administration.
Well, it's great, and it's great, you know, not only to have a state championship, but also to have kids listen to the things that you and the other coaches say each week when we talk with you guys, because, you know, the X's and O's and the training and the discipline and all of that goes along with the fact that you guys are definitely, to use want of a better word, role models and surrogate fathers. And you have these kids probably more than any other coach in any other season. They're on the field, and they're in the classroom so much with you guys that you really taught us a lot. And I hope this goes on for many, many more years, Sean.
I thank you. I appreciate your support and your coverage of high school athletes. I think it's great that you guys do this.